This is Stavin's Den.
All right, let me cue up the old Scam Busters music and we'll do some actual scam busting for a change.
Scam Busters.
Scam Busters. I'll get that little treat. Pip was dancing on the break.
Is it something strange?
In your pants.
Yeah, dancing in his pants.
All right, so here we go. So, 2016, I think it was, we interviewed Eric Youngstrom. He was in the Navy and scammers had stolen his identity.
Okay.
And so we were talking to him about what that was like. And now the interviews, podcasts are down now, but they'll be up tomorrow or the next day. Podcasts will be up. 2016, I want to say the spring. So we interviewed him. And, you know, he'd been a victim of identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
But things have changed.
Oh, no.
Because it was brought to my attention that he is acting inappropriately towards scam victims.
Define inappropriately.
No, I'm going to leave it right there. We'll move right on.
All right, next on Davin. Right. We leave you guessing.
Fill this in for yourself.
Yes.
Pretend a cow told you.
We have the answers. We just don't tell you.
No, you sound like the president. We got great health care. Wait till 2020 to hear it. Even Joe don't believe about the good health care. Even Joe's like, no, I'm not.
He's like,
that.
Yeah, no. Not
fool
back
me
on
once.
That.
Shame on you.
But you got, I don't want to get into it, but you'd think they would try to put something together.
They got nothing. They got nothing. That's why.
And I mean, on both sides, they would try to put something together.
Well, I mean, although the Democrats want to, the Democrats have a couple of plans.
Yeah.
The Republicans, after 10 years, apparently don't. But tune in for 2020 when it comes, Joe. It's coming this time. I swear. Hey. This time for reals.
Hey, look, I didn't do a good job, but I threw together my little health care program right before the break.
You know who's going to fuck it up in 2020? John McCain. Goes to John McCain.
Anyway.
Goes to John McCain.
It seemed like there were a little halo over his head. Uh-uh.
Thumbs down.
He came back.
Wow. John McCain did get the last laugh. Anyway, back to Eric Youngstrom. So he is, he's asked at least a couple of women for money. Scam victims. He's also sent messages similar to those a scammer would write, you know, saying he needs it for leave, that type of thing, which they don't need the money for leave.
I disagree.
No,
you disagreed. You said, no. But he's also told victims after this that he was just kidding. But he said he works with Nigerians and he's been to Nigeria. And I've seen the messages and it's coming from his real account.
It's really him, you sure?
It's really him. Because I was very skeptical about this at first.
Yeah.
As you would imagine.
Of course.
Because so many people get fooled.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's coming from his real account. So I'm not prepared to say Youngstrom is a scammer. Because I haven't seen any proof that anybody sent him any money or that he received any money. Like with Avalos when we did this, I saw the proof that people had sent money.
Right.
I don't have any proof.
But he's asking for it, correct?
He's asking for it.
Hudla. You know, like he said, it's a joke.
Right. Later on, then he says it's a joke. So I don't know. I don't know if he's collected any money. I have no proof of that. So I can't say this guy's a scammer, but I can say, you know, he's acting inappropriately and people should stay away from him. I think they should have reached out to begin with. But
yeah, but still, you know, even with that, I think just simply asking for it, knowing that you're, you know, you're dealing with the scamming community and going in. It was a joke. No. You're backpedaling.
Yeah.
You put your foot in cow shit and you're trying to defuse the situation. And
I could say that if I had seen somebody sent him money or he received money, I could say, well, then he's just, like Joe said, he stepped in Devin Nunes' cow shit.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. Nobody sent him money that I can tell.
But I think the best word that you picked is inappropriate because it's stupid to make jokes about it,
but
even if that's really what.
But you
want to
know something? I don't know if it's the same thing, but you know, it's like saying, "I'm joking. I'm going to do a GoFundMe for Davin's Den."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you guys agree? I don't know anything about this. Oh well, I was just kidding. Regardless of anybody sent me money or not, that's very disconcerting.
Yeah, it would be.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd be thrilled.
You probably say, at least you're finally doing something.
But you tried.
But if it were, but the thing about it is, I'm trying to do something, and I'm keeping it from you guys. You know,
yeah.
And you can. Oh, I was only kidding. No, you weren't.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess I better take
right.
That
but there's a difference between a crime and acting inappropriately. The crime is if people are sending him the money.
Yes.
And he's receiving money. Yeah. And he's working to scam people. This is just might be acting poorly, taking advantage of people's emotions, being sick of being pestered about this. I'm sure that plays into it.
Oh, sure.
Because these people should not be contacting him to begin with.
No.
But,
no.
You know.
The people that brought this to your attention have not sent him money.
They have not.
Okay.
But they have been asked.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And, you know, I put them through the ringer at first. I'm like, this happens all the time. Mm. But then they showed me.
But it's a scam.
Yeah.
Regardless of, in my book, regardless if money was sent or not, you're putting it out there. You're asking. It's a scam. If I, you know, like, once again, if I have, like, I'm putting together a pyramid scheme, and I'm like, yeah, you give me the money. Regardless of if the money's been sent in, I'm perpetuating a scam.
Well, this is the problem that we had with Ann Jackson in the first place, is because she was originally a victim, and then we found that she was, wittingly or unwittingly, I think the jury's still out, bringing scam victims to scammers.
I think unwittingly.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot with Ann is unwitting.
Lot of unwitting.
And I think it's out. Yeah, I think that, now that, I think that's out of ignorance.
Yeah.
And psychological.
This guy's
blocking.
Eric Youngstrom's not ignorant.
Right. And right. I think with Ann, it's out of ignorance and psychological blocking of the situation. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was malicious. And
this is malicious.
Yeah. This is malicious.
But doesn't mean it's a crime. You could be you could be an asshole and not be a criminal.
Oh, thank God, we're in the clear.
I think it's still as defaming as a crime.
Listen, I mean, you know, if you're a scam victim, you think, wow, I found the guy, and then he tries this shit.
Yeah.
You know, your world is rocked. Where do I turn?
And that's what I'm saying. In the context of this situation, regardless whether money was accepted or not, it's very serious, and it's defaming in that.
Yeah.
You might as well have taken, in my eyes, you might as well have taken the money.
I did try to reach out to him. I tagged him in a group where we were both members.
Mm-hmm.
He did not respond, so.
That's not a good sign. It doesn't necessarily mean.
That was several weeks ago.
Yeah.
But he also has multiple profiles on Facebook, which does not make him a criminal.
No.
But it's just something to bear in mind.
Yeah.
So, listen, I just think this guy is making a bad decision. Uh-huh. And I don't think it's wise for anybody to be dealing with him.
No.
Let leave him be, which is what they should have done to begin with.
Right.
But don't go to him for help or go to him because it's not going to be a positive experience.
Yeah, tread carefully.
So look at that. Look at us doing some useful shit.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yeah, so I was like doing that investigating shit for a while, and I was very skeptical of it.
Huh.
It's like, I had this guy on the show, and they always think it's the real guy. It's never the real guy. We found the only time it was the real person.
Right. Yeah.
But so there's that. All right. Let's do some Ann Jackson. What are our categories, Pip?
Okay. I'm going to say the first category, of course, is Mr. Davin. And the second category is mess media. And the third category is choke my money.
All right.
What do you think, Joe?
I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with three mess medias.
Whoa. All right.
And I'm going to go with four choke my monies.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say four Mr. Davins. I'm going to say one mess media and three choke my money. And Joe's girl saying four Mr. Davins, good girl.
Mm. Why does that make her a good girl?
Because she's the same as me. One,
maybe she's a bad girl because one she's the same as you.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you?
One mess media, same as me. She says no choke by money.
It's like a lemon down there.
You should be turning a new leaf on life, seeing how his curtains.
Really? From you? Coming from you. Coming from you. What are you going to lose first, a limb or your life, stupid?
Well, let's see who crawls over.
Follow
the...
Follow my example.
I'm good with the diabetes. I'm keeping all my limbs, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's see which one of us crawls over the finish line first.
With
and how many parts they have when they get there.
Well, you're not in danger of diabetes.
No.
So we'll be fine. Joe's going to lose
the heart just locking up like a bad set of brakes, but...
Well, it's a race to the finish for that one, literally, with the three of us.
And it makes a squealing noise, which is really disconcerting.
At least you guys had a little bit more time to live and be miserable.
Nice.
I'm much younger.
So far. We'll see.
I'll give you a good urology.
Which one of us is going to suffer longer is really what it's going for.
The last one standing.
That's right.
That's who's going to suffer longer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. All right, so this is a conversation between Brown, Cotton, and Anne. Those always end well. Brown says, how are you? Anne says, please do not contact
me
anymore. Now we all sound like Paul said, me! Are you ready to me? I can't hear you. I want you to me. Make some me.
Make some me.
We should lip sync the me's. Please do not contact me anymore. I am in trouble with my payment. You destroy
me.
Assholes. Go to hell. Brown goes, what trouble?
Is that the story? You're just talking to us.
I like to multitask.
Do we not me well enough?
Brown goes, what trouble? Why do you always insult me? Anne goes, I have no money to pay for my company. Brown goes, I see. What about Jennifer? Anne goes, this is lie. Lie. Brown goes, did you contact her? Remember, she just recently got hit by a car. Anne goes, it is her who did this by herself. Brown goes, no, never. What did she do? She wants to come to Japan. She says it's always to, she says it, say it always to her dad. Why the fuck is dad talking to the FBI man about his daughter going to Japan?
But really?
I don't buy it.
And no, it's not making sense.
I think he should be more worried she's getting hit by a variety of vehicles.
You know? I would be calling the DOT, not the
FBI. A truck,
FBI.
A car. I'm surprised the plane hasn't slammed into her yet.
Wait.
Is it a Boeing?
There's time.
Anne goes, do not contact me anymore. Brown goes, because she asked you to help her? She did it for you. Anne goes, do not tell me anything. Brown goes, why? Anne goes, because this fucking idiot funds destroy me. I am totally broke, motherfucker. I added the last part, but she did
it. I was like, wow.
Brown, yeah, I thought you did, because that's out of your wheelhouse, not hers.
She has motherfucker in the range. Don't you worry.
Yeah, but the phrasing on it. That's either like when you're mad at somebody or me.
as if you were somebody. Yeah. Brown goes, at this stage, Anne goes, and I have no money. Brown goes, I know that. Anne goes, what stage? 4. It's terminal. No, she goes, what stage? It is lie. Scam. Brown goes, how is your fever? Anne goes, people are laughing. Never contact me. I am looking for one more job. Brown goes, who? Anne goes, I need to work. I need to solve my problem. Brown goes, she only needs $200.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
He's got a job to do, as Joe says. You know, everybody's got their job to do.
Yeah. You know, it's with the clips that we did this week, you know, and it's like we're discussing, Davin is trying to help Belinda get a job.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm useful.
I know, but it's like they're just so cold.
I know.
And they don't, you know, and we were discussing on, you know, like, obviously this is a goof and stuff like that, but if you're really dealing with them on a real level, it's devastating. It's just, they don't care.
We've had our fake characters die and they didn't care.
Yeah.
Oh, it turns out it wasn't suicide. It was heart disease. However, Mr. Whiskers did take his own life out of depression.
Yes. He died of a lonely heart.
Yes, he ate dick and then killed himself.
He ate dick.
Oh, let's see. Anne goes, I need to work. I need to solve my problem. Brown says, she'll only need $200. Anne goes, never tell me only. Brown goes, she can get the funds out. Anne goes, I never see any payment. Ask Miller to pay. He used me. Well, that was solo.
Is that going to sip?
Well, but what Pip's there?
I did it.
Did you?
Yes,
you
mean.
Wow, we were like in unison. I didn't
know. We were.
It was so good I didn't even know.
See?
Brown says, I sent her the money last time. Because it's your character. Anne goes, do not contact me. Brown goes, Miller is having high blood pressure. Get on board.
Okay, yeah, but welcome to the
show. God, even the characters are having health issues. Jesus Christ. The hell's happening to this show? You, me, the fucking characters in this story?
Oh, my God.
I can give him some baby acid and some statin.
We love doing the show. How long can we go? We always ask how long we can go on. How long can we go on? All of us, even on the fucking story.
Really. Tune in. It might be one member's last.
Yeah.
Does he need a pacemaker?
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Like,
no. Brown goes, Miller's having high blood pressure. Ann says, you asked me to complete the fees before. Fuck him.
Wow.
Well, she's not a shoulder to cry on.
No, she's no shy retiring violet.
He always did this to
me.
Brown goes, oh, no, please. Anne goes, this is scam.
This is scam.
It's Brown. A wham, bam, bam, everybody scam. Sorry.
Brown goes, no, as do I. Anne goes, do not contact
me.
Brown goes, no. Anne goes, I am fucking mad, and mad is not pleased with the way I am fucking him. It's dry and unpleasant.
He likes a little cuddle action.
I guess. And Mad does. Brown goes, it is only $200. Please believe me. Anne goes, I will tell people the truth. Brown goes, you will get the money. Yes, please, believe me. Anne goes, never. She lies to me 3 times. Brown goes, she cries every day. Sometimes she cries.
Sometimes.
For the money.
It was warm.
Sometimes she lies. She calls me mummy.
Is that warrant or?
Warrant. Warrant. Great fucking tune.
For her arrest.
Yes. Brown says she cries every day. Anne goes, I will never contact all of you. That is her problem. I did tell her the truth. Brown goes, please, because if you're an FBI man, you're a resort to begging.
Yes.
I remember Comey begged, and then he was fired.
Yes.
Anne goes, I have no money. Brown goes, she said you were right. She also said this is the last stage. Yes, she is there. Anne goes, I do not believe it. Never ask Miller to pay. Again, why the fuck can't Father Green pay for this shit?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Why
is this everybody else's problem? Takes a fucking village and a bank to raise a child.
He's a very aloof man.
Aloof?
Aloof. Aloof.
No, I like aloof.
Aloof. Aloof.
Some of that Long Island pronunciation over there.
Aloof.
I love my daughter.
Three pigs and the big bad aloof. Well, he doesn't show up. I thought he was going to show up. He's aloof. Maybe he'll blow. Maybe he won't.
He doesn't. Hey, you're ruining the story. You know, hey, you're coming up. Well, is he there? No, he's not. He's fucking the story up.
He's aloof. He's aloof. I'll huff and I puff when I feel like it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He gets to choose whether he blows or not. I don't get that luxury.
I'll huff and I'll puff. Maybe tomorrow.
But you have more hair than he does.
Yes. On your chinny chin chin. Sorry.
And balls, too. On your chinny chin chin.
On your chinny chin
balls.
Take it all in, Pip. Drink.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, don't let her spray us with fucking iced tea, you imbecile.
Be better than what else she could spray us with. Yeah. Pick your poison. She sprays you with the other stuff, you'll be praying for iced tea. I could use some Lipton right now, ma'am.
Use some
it doesn't work
Lipton.
That way.
So I'm Lipton with my Lipitor.
Yeah. It'll have to be processed first. Right.
Oh. Brown goes, after all, Miller is ill. Anne goes, you asked me to pay for his gold bars. Brown goes, please, believe. Anne goes, why not ask him to pay for it? That is his problem. She's got a point. Brown goes, oh. Anne goes, when he is fine, he can pay. Brown goes, please. Anne goes, I have no money. Do not contact me. Brown goes, Jennifer needs to go back to UK. Anne goes, just let her go back to UK. That is her problem. Again, she's got a point.
Yeah.
Brown goes, she cannot waste the money for transport.
Oh, wow.
But Anne can.
Yeah, of course.
Anne goes, that is her problem.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'd be like? Why don't you all get on the phone and talk about the budget? Why is it my... It's bad enough you're fucking me. Now I got to run the budget office, the travel department. You talk amongst yourselves and come back to me and let me know who's going to fly,
you know,
and who's not.
We're going to send Jennifer the money. We're just cutting funding for the Special Olympics. Yeah. We have hard choices to make. Because this little special one needs us more. Yeah. So Brown goes, she cannot waste the money for transport. Anne goes, that's her problem. Brown goes, please, the student paid you, please. The student's money.
I know, jeez.
Anne goes, I will never send money. Brown goes, help her. Anne goes, never, I have trouble. Which is the board game she was referring to. <That's a little> Brown goes, 200. Anne goes, do not contact
me.
Brown goes, it will be solved. Anne goes, never. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, all of you destroy
me.
I will have problem. Brown goes, no. Anne goes, this destroys
me.
Fuck you. See, it's her style, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Brown goes, please. Anne goes, even it will influence my job looking. Go back to UK.
My job looking. Hey, I'm doing
this will influence
looking.
My job looking.
Yeah. There's nothing.
That's a stop. My job.
Well, I mean, Devin Nunes got distracted by Twitter. Why can't she get distracted by $200?
Just job looking.
Hey, job looking. What you got there?
Send your resume to me.
There is nothing to do with
me
anymore. I will publish the truth. You will destroy
me.
This is the truth. Brown goes, never. Anne goes, you do, for 2 years. Brown goes, no. Me? No. That's that conversation. And then we go, Mr. Davin.
Oh, what?
Oh, Jesus.
Mass media.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
God damn her. Good.
You were playing.
Right on. Yep.
Yes.
Right. That was...
Mass media should be honest for the people. You never do an investigation, but comment on lies. I think I'm part of the mess.
Yeah, you are part of the mess.
Clearly. These two people claim to be James H. Miller and Parker Green online every day. See the evidence. Are they from the real authorities and Army? No, they are scammers. God, if only somebody would have told you that.
I know. Gee.
Thank God she came up with this on her own.
I know, yeah, but here, this idea.
Yeah, but here's a schizophrenia again. You know, she's going to, you know, she'll be onto them. And then in about another 10 minutes, she'll say that they're incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
Subject. Is Mess Media right?
Ooh, two Ooh, dose. Ew.
Or Mess Media also Trace. Lies to people?
Oh, God damn it.
All right.
Missed it, Evan.
Oh, two.
You were really hypocritical.
Well, you're up to your ass in this portion.
I am.
And quite an ass it is.
Why, thank you, sir.
You are real hypocritical. What did you say to me? You want to help the victims? In fact, you never help, but you try to twist the truth. This is why I do not believe in you. Shame on you, like I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
Can you read that again, please?
Which part?
Where he doesn't believe in you.
This is why I do not believe in you. Shame on you.
No. What? The reason.
In fact, you never help but try to twist the truth.
She's delusional.
She doesn't know who to believe anymore, though. True.
But he sits, he states all these facts and what she should be looking for and stuff like that. He doesn't ask for a dime.
Yeah.
And he, and he straightens up, he clarifies what they're doing to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where she gets that she's lying. But the thing about it is that to agree with him is to admit defeat.
Oh, yeah.
And she is not going to admit defeat. So no. It's easier to call him incompetent and stupid.
Works for you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I can see your side.
I see her side.
Yeah, he's got to be the mess. It can't be her.
But he can't pin the blame. It's not going to pin
the blame on the jackass.
Yeah.
I did ask you to report the scam to authorities, and then you can judge the truth. I did send mails to Interpol, UN, and FBI. I also called Interpol and FBI. I never lie. People do not believe it in it since I am a big victim. Going back to the issues. This was a tangent.
I see that.
Number one, Joe likes less. Parker Desmond Green was introduced by James Harrison Miller after knowing I got scammed. My friend, Jimmy Jones, disappeared because he's a scammer and he wasn't real. And I was looking for him, so I sent mail to the Interpol office site and called Interpol. Eric Bohr contacted
me
and intruded my PC, finding I was looking for fake profiles after getting to know Miller. No, she probably fucking sent them. Yeah, I don't think they intrude. She copies everybody.
And I'm sure, and obviously, you hear, well, she contacted Interpol and then a James H. Miller. No, she didn't. She contacted fake Interpol. Yeah, the scammers.
Number two, James H. Miller told me he was real. I do not believe in him since he never clears himself well. And really, how can one man support himself dropping toys off once a year coming down chimneys? It makes no sense. I didn't believe in him. James H. Miller, Parker Green, and Brown Carton are good at
roll call.
Are good at lying. I think I already showed it on the mails. They will come to Japan. Truly speaking, they never come to Japan. They are scammers. Let me show you one truth. This man insists on his love to me. But I did tell him the truth. He is shameful. In fact, he's a real scammer. The TV news says it is Lieutenant Jeffrey Miller, Brown Cotton, Parker Green, Melvin Santos, and Eric Bohr.
Roll call.
Call him James H. Miller. Melvin Santos asked me to cooperate with James H. Miller. I asked why. He never replies. Do you know why? This Melvin Santos is fucking idiot and fake. I have no idea why he uses UN. All right, see, she's confused. You can't be a fucking idiot and fake. Unless you're being fake badly. But this guy's clearly being fake goodly.
But this is what I said before. Mm-hmm. In 1 minute she calls them scammers. It took less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But now she's calling them idiots.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what he just said.
Right. Which is it?
Are they incompetent or they're scammers?
And she can't make up her mind.
She can't. I don't know if it's schizophrenia that's doing this or she's so emotionally distraught. Mm. But I don't know.
Yeah, not sure.
So, this is a letter from Dr. Melvin, an email from Dr. Melvin Santos to her, using the real name. What can I do for you? We are rules here.
Are we?
Kindly stop forwarding mails to this email address. If you are contacting us, just direct mail to us. We will not respond to you if we see forwarded mails in our database. Yours sincerely, Dr. Melvin.
Stop sending me crap. I can't stand it.
Yeah, really. He's got a little chesty, isn't he? Who do you think you are? Don't know.
Another one from Melvin to her. I have informed you all that I can do to help you. I will not make any further statement until anyone can get the certificate, as I have informed you then I can help. I am a very busy man, and my time is precious to me. Thank you for contacting me, Dr. Melvin. Another email.
More balls on a pool table, this one.
I have to ask one question. Joe, what the... Did you just say he was chesty?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Besides buxom.
It means ballsy. Ballsy.
I never heard games.
My buddy Chauncey, God rest his soul, he used to go, hey, man, that guy's getting a little chesty, man. I got to set that guy straight.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I guess because like when you put, you know, you get put out your chest.
Oh,
or something.
Oh, like a barrel chest.
Yeah, so 20 years ago, yeah.
Like all puffed up.
Yeah, that guy needs an air. Guy got a little chesty there before, you know.
Oh, thank you. I never heard that term before. And I was like, what does he need, a man, bro? What are you talking about?
Means getting ball, you know, another term for ballsy.
Yeah, all right.
Or out of line. Out of line, more out of line. You know, hey, guy's getting a little chesty there. He's got to calm down.
Everybody caught up? We good?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. I can't be the only one that was confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, our listeners.
Yeah.
Could be just you.
No, Joe's girl used to remember Chauncey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she knows. Yeah. All right,
Joe's
good.
Girl's not the only listener.
Yeah.
But let's also hope Pip's the only moron on the island.
Right.
Wait a minute now. I'm the only idiot in the village. I like to keep it straight.
I like you to travel.
Thank you.
I need to find another village.
They've asked you to leave.
No, I don't want the
other
idiots.
That's what the torches were for. I thought it was getting dark.
Well, you thought it was a neo-Nazi march.
Hey, there's good people on both sides. Yeah.
Will not replace us. We need more idiots.
No, I like to stay in my own village. I don't want to be bumping up against other idiots.
Not just the chesty.
No.
Anyway, another email from... Dr. Melvin to Anne. I was so busy since I have ordered so many men to share in Asia, Europe, and Africa.
What?
Well,
I've ordered so many men to share?
And who wrote this?
Santos. Two of those three are bands.
I've ordered so many men to share?
To share in Asia, Europe, and Africa.
What is he doing?
I think he's dispatching them.
I thought it was
He's sending his guys, you know.
Some men went to Japan this morning. It's not a ban. Your funds are in Australia, and it will be released after they verify the tax payment details. Mr. James H. Miller told me that he is trying to raise...
How come the funds are never where everybody's going?
They're elusive.
So they're aloof.
They're aloof.
Aloof.
These funds are aloof.
They get back into their vault, and they go, mischief managed.
We're sending the guys here. The funds are in Australia. Weren't they just in Japan 3 pages ago?
Why can nobody hold them down until we get there?
Can't contain good funds.
Yeah. I guess so.
Can't keep a good fund down. Mr. James H. Miller told me that he is trying to raise money and to pay for the fees. They should start a GoFundMe. Mm. Kindly cooperate with him so you guys can clear out the funds since it has left the UK. I'll be waiting to hear from my man because lots of scammers has been captured through your help and vital information you've sent to us these days. Buttering her bread.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
My warm regards, Dr. Melvin. Another email to her. What are you talking about? Who wants you treating you?
What? Who's talking?
Dr. Melvin.
He said, what are you talking about?
Who wants to treating you?
Who wants to treating you?
Who wants to treating you?
Be fucked if I know.
I am never going to do such a thing. He will do no treating.
Okay.
All I want is help you, and please put that in your brain. Do I have any business with you? As from now, I have removed my hand from your case file. I have sent mail to Mr. James so he can find a means to come here and claim his gold bars. Never you contact me with such details or ever again your life. Good day, Mr. Eric Bohr, Interpol.
Oh, my God.
Very chesty.
This is also from Mr. Eric. Uses her real name. The money is the problem now. Brown gave me 600 euros and Mr. James sent 1,000 euros. I hope you can send the rest because the immigration here is waiting and they can't wait more than 3 days, Mr. Eric.
The immigration is waiting?
Sure. They're at the border.
In cages? What are we talking about?
Yes, they've been caged. The immigration's been caged.
But I mean, what are they waiting on? Money? They've been sitting around waiting for money to show up?
I think funds.
Okay.
And then she writes, Eric Bohr shows the connection to CIA. Wow, big time scam.
Well, you know what the first thing, what was that line that he wrote?
Who wants to treat you?
No, the immigration is the what?
Because the immigration here is waiting and they can't wait for more than 3 days.
Right. Now, if anybody with common sense would go, what the fuck are you talking about?
She doesn't understand the language either. She's, you know.
Yeah.
So then this is an email from Mr. Eric to her. We do our duty and scammers takes advantage of people. Who do you want us to arrest? Send the details as we will continue to do our duty.
Ooh, I get to pick.
I know, really. I got a list.
This one, not this one. Yeah. This one's a luff. Yeah. Beware not to insult the Interpol or CIA. Thank you, Mr. Eric.
99 luff.
Fucking lies! Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton never send facts to my company. They are scammers. I did go to head office to confirm the truth 3 times. Then this is another email from Eric to Anne. There is nothing that I can do from here, okay? This is only if I come or I am in Japan. I have sent fax to your company, and that is all I can do. Thanks, Mr. Eric. Brown Cotton said they are CID. Liar! Cash on in delivery?
I
Oh, no, that's a mill. That's investigation.
Oh, right. Yeah,
military investigators. So
it's like cash in delivery.
Yeah.
It's like in line, online.
All right. So then this is a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton. Anne opens with fuck off.
You are, of course she does.
You are a real mafia.
A lot of Joanne's texts have opened with that, too.
Really?
Oh, and I would say I need to check for utilities. Yeah, that would start usually start the answers.
Not good day, sir. No. Fuck off.
Joanne, these are utilities. They're not to have then go fuck off.
Anne opens with fuck off. You are real mafia. I'll expose the truth because you do destroy
me.
You will see what is going on. Even you are real FBI. Fuck off. You make my life useless. This is all truth. You are a fucking liar. Brown goes, we are the CID.
Dun, 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 dun. Like farmers. We're the farmer. Dun, 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 dun.
This fucking man, so-called James H. Miller, always lies to
me
about the funds. He's trying to kill
me.
He claims to me that he asked Green to help
me.
Oh, fuck.
Imagine if we were in France. Mwah. Mwah.
Mwah. We'd have to go, mwah.
All of them started threatening me to pay and pay. I even paid the fees for fucking Jennifer's surgery. They cheated on my money.
Was that on
nope,
there?
Chunk of money. Damn it.
Jack!
Pip. You let us down as always.
That is my mission here.
Stop it.
To be the letdowner.
Here's a conversation between Miller and Ann. Miller opens with please. Ann goes, I'm blocking now. Defense. Defense.
Nice cheerleading.
Miller goes, your funds will be transferred. Please, do not block me. Fucking lies, she says. Miller goes, maybe you got another man.
What? Okay. Now he's being jealous?
Yes. Ann goes, UN is corrupt. Fucking UN. Miller goes, yes, I see. Ann goes, yes, I have a man now.
Ooh. So,
good for Ann.
Really?
So never contact
me.
Miller goes, who? It is my privacy. A little jealous of him. Ann goes, never contact
me.
If you bother me, I will delete you now. I am serious. Miller goes, oh, okay. Sorry there, boss lady. Ann goes, I will never help anyone. Also, do not contact
me
anymore. Do not destroy my family. Fuck you assholes. Criminal. This is the truth. I also know the truth. UN is very idiots.
I love very
this
idiot.
Is what I found. They never help the victims or the people. This is what I can see. Fuck off my whole life. Fuck off.
Wow, that's a new one.
Fuck off my whole life.
Fuck off my whole. She's switching it up. Good girl. All right, right.
Fuck off. I will delete you now. Go to hell forever.
not like you're like, you know what?
Not like a day trip.
You know, let's make it like a snowbird. And we'll go. Hey, you'll be here for it. No, Satan. We're just snowbirds. You know, we're going back in April.
return the money to me. $20,000. This is the money that I owe my company. You cheated on money. Return the fucking money to
me.
Or go to hell. Those are the choices.
Do we have cheat? Oh, it was choke.
Choke.
Ah.
This is the true words from
me.
Never contact
me
anymore. All I want is my money. That money belongs to my company. Miller goes, if you have the money, send to the bank directly for the transfer.
They don't give a shit. Well, they don't care.
Nope.
And Ann goes, fuck you.
Deservedly
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
And Miller says, don't send to any beau. But I think he was going for anybody.
Yeah.
So, that's a good place to stop.
Yes, it is.
That's a good place to stop. So what's
our... We had two Mr. Davins, which is short of what everybody guessed. We had three Mess Media. That's Joe. And we had no Choke My Money. That's Joe's girl. So, it's pretty much... Nobody wins.
Bad job, Pip.
Yeah, I mine was the worst of all. I didn't get anything.
Bad job, Pip.
I know.
You put me down there. It looked like a deficit clock as we go.
So what did we? So I guess this was more pressure for Anne to pay.
Yeah, and they just don't really care one way or another. I'm more like who's her new man?
I think that was bullshit, dear.
Oh, do you think so?
Yes.
Oh, just to say,
I think it's the
leave
big
me
dad
alone.
Of Loaf. I think that's who the new man is.
Okay, because she's telling Green because they
no,
had
it's
a
Miller. Miller.
Oh, she's telling Miller.
Yeah, Miller's the one she had the romance with.
Oh, I got confused.
Yeah, she's had the romance with Miller, and Parker and Jennifer looks at her as mummy.
Yeah, I know.
She's wrapped up in this nonsense.
I got, you know what? I, for some reason, I conflate Green and Miller in my head sometimes.
Fake
I'm
military.
Like, yeah.
And they all want Green.
They all want Green.
See, what I like is like we're sending our men to Japan. The money's in Australia. Well, you know what? The men might want to walk the fuck back to the ticket counter and rebook the flight to where the money is.
Yeah, but that's going to take more money, so Anne's going to have to send some more money to send the men.
Yeah. You would think that he would take that tack, though.
I'm sure they have at some point. Poor Anne always chasing the money.
Yeah, because
like
they
an oiled up cock, you just can't grab it, can you, Pip?
No, you know what? It's slippery, sucker.
Use your little hand, it squirts through. It's like the same thing with the money.
But that's part of the fun.
Sure. Not if it's money, if it's a cock, sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's cock, sure. Like
oh, we were still talking cock. About money? I'm like an oily cock.
Like sure. An oily.
I mean, like an Italian cock. I don't mean you have oil on it.
Oh, I thought you meant all, like, you know.
No, like an Italian's cock.
Oh, because I like a little slip and slide.
Of course you do. Well, you know, if he's doing it right, you'll slip and slide, too. It's nice. It's a fucking puddle over there. We see what happens when you do a read. Imagine if you got some. Holy shit. Need fucking snorkel. Equipment.
Oh my god, Slumgullion!
Slumgullion! You're friends now.
Yes, I do.
It's a term.
Yes.
Slumgullion?
Slumgullion.
You can explain, Pip.
I will.
So explain.
Oh, you mean now? Oh, okay.
No, Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Okay, it's a date. actually, it's two terms. Slumgullion is actually a recipe that my dad used to make out of leftovers,
right.
But it has turned into whatever kind of mess happens when I get too excited now.
Got
well, there was a reason why, you know, you asked, does anybody know what this is?
Yeah, I on Facebook I said, has anybody ever heard of Slumgullion? And everybody's like, what the fuck? So,
yeah, that's a new one on me.
Yeah.
I'm here to help you.
There you go.
All right, let's thank some folks for allowing this to transpire.
All right.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tusca Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. It was a great one this past week. I'm sure there'll be another good one coming up, and Davin will give you all the info on that. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or check out their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions. You need a comic, you want to call Side Splitting Productions. 551-404-3094. Restaurant, private party, corporate event. You want it. College, we got it. Side Splitting Productions. 551-404-3094.
Please Luffin. Luft. Please.
99 Luft Balloons.
That's what I was singing before. Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, particularly Monday through Friday between 3 and 6, when the Richter Observatory is on the air. That's Mr. Helix's show. So listen in to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I will be with Adam Ferrara at Mohegan Sun Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 4th through April 6th. Check that on out, and you can call for tickets at 860-862-7000, or go to info@comicscomedy.com. That will be Thursday through Saturday.
It's a pleasure to watch you wrestle with words.
Yeah.
Saturday, April 6th, I'll be in Seymour, Connecticut at the Strand Theater. For tickets, call 203-888-2102. Strand Theater, Seymour, Connecticut, 203-888-2102. I am hoping that this podcast will be up on Wednesday, but it might not be. But we will get it up for you shortly thereafter. New things are happening on the website, so thank you guys for working through us again. If you have suggestions, Davin at davinsden.com, unless they told you in the chat room, in which case Pip can tell me later on. But yeah, onward and upward, good stuff. Fun show tonight. Horrible menus we came up with.
Horrible.
Horrible menus, but yeah. We learned a new word.
Chesty?
No, aloof.
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 99 aloof balloons.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. So if you like us, tell a friend.